Hello, everybody. Sassy Biggins here from Biggin USA. I'm guessing this is still a podcast. I'm trying to get better at recording and just everything technical. I still have an opinion, and I know I'm still funny because the world is still effed up royally. So let's get on with the show. The things that pass for media these days, oi gavolt, you know? Well, I figured if everyone else thinks that their opinion matters so much, maybe mine could matter. You never know. A miracle could happen. But I don't know if you saw in the more recent news, a guy went and projected something related to the Taylor Swift concert onto that huge, huge statue of Jesus in Rio de Janeiro. Let's see, he says from the he took a t-shirt from the You Belong With Me music video and then projected it onto this huge, huge, like 10-story statue of Jesus. Now, the part that confuses me just a little bit is why hasn't anyone from the Christian, Catholic, whichever communities spoken out about this? Because usually you don't use Jesus as a billboard. And for all the Catholics in South America, y'all are kind of silent. So is now Taylor Swift more important than Jesus with all these random words? Because it's mimicking a t-shirt. I know Jesus could wear a t-shirt, and I know he wouldn't object to wearing t-shirts, but it's literally a billboard for some blonde with a rich daddy. Just, it was confusing me, or as I like to say, the Pope must have been out playing golf, so he couldn't comment. He was too busy golfing to make comment on this interesting use of this huge statue. Yeah. Or another part would be someone said, oh, Travis Kelce, your boyfriend, has such a great beard, so masculine, so this, so that. Yeah, so like whatever. See here. See if I can switch over files. Like, we all know what the guy looks like. This is what he looks like. Kind of noun in the past, supposedly with a great beard or whatever. However, based on his political stances and he's not that tough of a dude. He's pushing for you know what, if you've paid any attention. It's like he volunteered to be her doormat and political confidant. And then, as always, the universe provided me with inspiration of what is, I can say, stronger, more aggressive, more manly would be a really good one. And this is a UFC fighter. This guy, without all the padding or helmets, will go into an octagon ring with another dude where they basically will beat the crap out of each other within an inch of their actual lives. And most of the UFC is all right leaning. Do you really want to get stuck in an octagon with that dude versus the young punk with all the helmets and the padding and everything? That's a real fighter, not some pundit who sometimes chases a ball with a lot of other dudes. Just saying. Just an observation. Okay, is there anything else in there? No, it's Dana White. Yeah, that was about it for this week. That's the thing that created the most angst for me. It's, you know. Barbie, her boyfriend, and pretending to be oh so strong and big, and using Jesus as their advertising camera. Well, I don't think she picked it. I think someone else in Brazil picked it, and for some reason, no one thought to say anything. I think that's the bigger part. No one thought to say anything But then at the same time, this statue is a graven image, and it does say in the Ten Commandments not to have any other gods or images before the God. So, do two wrongs make a right? Do the wrong of using Jesus as a billboard wrong mixed with the wrong of you shouldn't have a statue of Jesus because the Bible says don't bother? No, two wrongs don't make a right. But, or even just, you know, her boyfriend's also strong, big, masculine. It's like, compared to what? Pea soup? What's the comparison that's going on here? I'll stick with the UFC every day of the week and twice on Sundays if I'm going to look for something strong, dark, and handsome. Because, yeah, those guys really go at it. And there's the fabric that they wear in that octagon ring, is they're practically naked. I mean, it really brings back memories of when the Greeks would have their Olympics and the men would do all of those activities completely naked. Because they weren't against nudity. So, but yeah, that's just thoughts from this week. I'll probably have better ones going forward, but I just had to get those off my chest. And leave any comments below if you like, dislike, hate, or... Well, let me put it this way. Here's the part that really gets me. If they had done what they did to the Jesus statue to like a Muhammad statue, the world would explode. Absolutely explode. It's like, why when it comes to Christianity is there always this difference? Now, I don't support Andrew Tate, but he's not wrong about there being a very high number of weak, alleged Christians. So if I ever talk about alleged Christianity, it's because of those weak people. I believe in it. But yeah, like, share, subscribe if you feel like it. Comment below. Tell me about the good, the bad, the ugly. While I try to look for more the good, the bad, the ugly. And have a good one, y'all.